Okay, today we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Erev, and today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Parak Vav Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So the Mishnah talks about a time when someone is able to be mevatel rishus to the other people. Meimasay nosen rishus. When can someone be mevatel his rishus in a chater, which will then allow everybody else to carry? So Beishami Amar Mibod Yom. Beishami says you got to do it on Friday before Shabbos starts. Once Shabbos starts, it would be considered like making a kinyan on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos. By being mevatel the rishus, you are being makne the rishus to the other person. So that's like a business transaction. You're not allowed to do business transactions on Shabbos. Ubeisil omer mishecha shecha. And Beisil says, nah, even after Shabbos began, it's not really considered a kinyan. You're allowed to be mevatel rishus because Beisil, the Bartanur explains, savri bitol lava knuye rishusuhu, el istaluke mirishusa. You're not being makin anything, you are just withdrawing. To withdraw yourself on Shabbos is mutter. And the Bryce in the Gemara tells us that normally we say when something is asr for part of Shabbos, it's asr for the entirety of Shabbos, but bitul rishus is an exception to that rule. So the last Mishnah said that when a person is mevatel rishus in the chatzar, you can't carry things from his house to the chatzar for the rest of Shabbos. The Mishnah talks about what happens if he does. Mishnasin Rishuso Vahotzi. Let's say a person was Mevatel Rishus, but then he did carry something out from his house into the chatzar. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, whether he did it b'shogeg or mezid, hareza oser. Then nobody else is going to be allowed to carry because he's showing that he's reclaiming his Rishus, even though he did it b'shogeg, so he didn't actually really reclaim his Rishus. The Chamas of this said people wouldn't come to be Mekel when he did it b'mezid, where he clearly is reclaiming his rishos. Diver Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'mezid oser b'shogeg eino oser. Rabbi Yehuda says no, he's only reclaiming his rishos if he did it b'mezid. If he did it b'shogeg, he's not reclaiming anything. He just made a mistake. And Rabbi Yehuda is apparently not too worried that people will come to be Mekel even when he does so b'mezid. And also, once the other members of the chatzar have taken out things from their house to the chatzar, they've already been kona that rishus that this fellow was mevatel. So it's too late for him to take it back because they've already used it, like we had in the last Mishnah with Ram Gamliel, that he said, quick, go use it, because once you use it, the guy won't be able to back out on his bitul rishus. So that's Rabbi Yehuda is not so concerned if the guy did it b'shogeg. Now, a shetufei mavuos made with food, the shetufei mavuos at an erev chatzeros is supposed to be made with food. So, balabayis shei shutuf l'shchenav. Let's say you have a balabayis who shares an alley with two neighbors, and he owned food together with them because they stam had a food business that they not because of shituvim mavuos. They stam had a food business. So the zebiyayin, if he owned wine together with one of the neighbors, and also owned wine together with another neighbor, einam tzrichim l'arev. So they don't need to they don't need to make an erev because they all pour the wine into one container. So they all share that container of wine. So that is their erev. They don't need to make another shituf. The zebiyayin, zebishemin, but if he owns wine with one neighbor and he has an oil business going with the other neighbor, then shrichem la'ariv. Then they do need to make an eruv because they can't use the wine and the oil for the shituf, even if they put them into one container, because wine and oil won't mix together. So because of the density, Rabbi Shimon Omer, but echadzeh inam shrichem la'ariv. Rabbi Shimon says even if he only owns wine with one guy and oil with the other guy, it's okay. They're allowed to make an eruv. They're allowed to count that as a shutuf. Because it's still considered to be one liquid when they mix together, even though the density will make it that they're not going to actually fully mix together. That's good enough. It's still ki'ilu. They could be in the same kli. So what the Mishnah was trying to tell us was that wine can be used for the shituf, even though the reason they put the wine together was not for shituf purposes, and also, even though none of the wine is owned by all three people, it still counts as a shituf because it all joins together. So that, and the additional chiddush of Rabbi Shimon is even wine and oil can be used as a shituf. So what we learned today is in Mishnah Dalet we had a machlokas b'sham b'is Hillel whether it's too late to be mevatel rishus once Shabbos starts. And so Beishamai says yes, Beisil says no, it's not too late. And then we learned that if a person, we had a machlokas, if a person was mevatel rishus and then he carried out into the chatzar b'shogeg, does that now aser? Rav Meir says that aser. Rav Yehuda says, no, it does not. Everyone agrees that b'mezid it's going to aser because he's reclaiming the rishus. And then in Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you have a balabayas who stam has a partnership with his neighbors in certain items, in wine, in oil, so if he has a partnership in wine with both of his neighbors, you don't even need a shitufei mevuos. If he has a partnership in wine with one neighbor and oil with the other neighbor, then you have machlokas tanaim. The Tanakhama says that he's going to require an eruv, whereas Rabbi Shimon says that he's not going to require an eruv. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav.